The Inspire Talk today is on diplomacy. Many problems are caused in homes and in business by people telling everything that they know. People's minds are like a sieve. Put something into it, and then it goes out the other side. And often distorted information, misinformation. And that causes all kinds of problems. So you really have to be very careful in what you tell members of your family or in the workplace to know whether they contain the knowledge or the knowledge will just spill out the other side and they won't discriminate. Wisdom is the timely application of knowledge. Since wisdom is the timely diplomatic application of knowledge and dissemination of that knowledge, there are some things that we just don't talk about at all, and they're called unsolvable problems, again within the home or in the workplace. A problem that cannot be solved should not be spoken of, because it only would create unhappiness, argument, or a distressful situation. We must ask ourselves, what is spiritual life? Spiritual life is keeping the prana between ourselves and other people and groups of people flowing very, very nicely, so the prana uplifts everyone. Worldly life is the prana that's like a churning ocean. It's not always uplifting. Often it pulls your consciousness down. It's often antagonistic and extremely complicated, more or less like tangled up energy. Spiritual life, the prana flows beautifully. So for a harmonious home, a harmonious office, or being harmonious among everyone you're associated with, words often disturb the prana. Words often tangle the prana, create arguments, unnecessary discussions. So we watch our words by watching our thoughts and keep the pranas flowing beautifully at all times. That's spiritual life. How do you know what not to talk about? Test the situation. If a husband and wife are both of different religions, every time they talk about their religion it makes an argument, then they should not talk about religion. That's an unsolvable problem. Allow each one his religious freedom. And this is only one of many examples we could cite. There are many, many more examples of what we cannot solve, so we don't try to solve those problems or situations. We live with them and enhance what we are doing in a happy, wonderful way to keep the pranas flowing properly. So the big point today is spiritual life is keeping the pranas flowing properly, harmoniously. Worldly life is often pranas that are tangled, antagonistic, bouncing around and hurting other people's feelings as well as your own. Keep the prana flowing beautifully.